So in Ches it says an Ovel Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. So Kedidam for the almonds, Ein Ovel Lishnei Ateva VeYudal VeOder VeYam Yishlam Kemo BeTesvav. So they don't daven for the almond on what's it called? On Purim. So he brings in the footnote a story. I heard this from Rav Eichenstein also. The Rosh Hashiva, he has in 27, he brings a safer story here. Shehagro zal kishimona ovel milavor lifnei hateva b'mincha b'purim. Right, he's the guy went down for the Amid. Amid b'tzach, he said, he made a joke. Amashim shnis atev b'talis. The guy puts his talis on to get ready to daven for the Amid. He says, Ovel v'chofi rosh. Like it says in the Megillah, he's an Ovel, he's chofi rosh. So it's a pun. So Amar Rabbeinu said, they say, bring down the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, She'ein l'ha'amin b'k'nechonos ha'shmoy. He says, I can't believe that's correct. I can't believe the grower would ever say such a thing. Ki'af sh'rabim migdoli Yisrael nohugu lihishtamesh p'psukei ha'mikro l'mlitzos ki'gondol. Yes, there are gedolim who have used p'sukim to bring out a certain point. Mikomokom l'idei boru poshet sh'rabbeinu ha'groza lo hayisignenu klal b'kach. He would not have done this at all. It brings a maisa of a story here that shows that the Masorah was not to do this with Pesukim. Okay, we won't go into the whole details of the story, but they bring this down. I've heard this, others it points out to me, but here he says that when they said this to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he was not makabel.
Right, that Novel should be able to down film because it says in the Megillah, Ovel v'chafi rosh.
No. He was making a play on words. Right, so he said the groan that would never have done that. But he says here that he doesn't daven for the Amid. Meaning the groan was stopping him, I guess. Okay. So that's the one. Yeah. Test. L'zeich l'machzis ha-shekel, nosen rabbeinu b'leil tesvav v'odr gimel chatzoy dollar. $3.50. Shehayu mechunon, I'm sorry, Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, I read that wrong. They're prepared already in the base medrash. Avor kol echa mibnei veso. He brings them for everybody. If you look in the footnote 30, it says, Haminag litein gam avur hanoshim vahabonos. Right, so he gave, even the machzah shekel was for the men. To a certain age, he gave for everybody in the family this amount. Yud Gimel, v'hu mipnei shema'urav ba'osun ha-matbeos kesef mamish. There's real silver in there. Mikol makam b'di'evid sagili te'in kol sechum shehu l'tzidaka v'kol ha-pachos shava pruta. Right? So you at least give something for them.
I don't know. Today they still have some silver in them?
No, probably not. I think they stopped in the 60s the circulation of that. Okay. I apologize, I don't have the copy I had marked up, but I want to do it. Nisuyin noshim ba'odr gam b'sof ha-chodesh. So there's an Indian in Yoredeya, so no, not in Yoredeya, I think it's in Ezer, sorry, about making chasnas in the second half of the month. So the reason why some have a kapeda not to is because at that point, already after the 15th of the month, the moon already is starting to decline in the waning and waxing cycle, so the moon's going down. So not to make a chasna there. So he says, no. He says you could make him until the end of the month. He brings down over here, in Yudalid.
Talking specifically Adar or any time.
What's that?
Specifically Adar or any.
In Adar. Yeah. He says Vegam biyom ha'achron shalchosh. Even on the last day, shahalavana miskasis bo legamri. Even it's totally concealed on the last day. Debezeh lechuli alman roy lechush b'shar chod she'ashana. For everyone agrees that in other months of the year, one should be concerned about this. Many don't follow the minhag. It's brought in Ebenezer, brings here a simon samach veiz. Shelo lasos nisuim b'yemei miut halavona, not to make a chasana during when the month is when the time of the month of the moon is declining. Oh, lahaminag shelo lasos acher chav beiz b'chodesh, at least not after the 22nd of the month. Okay, brings a long footnote over here. Avabiyom Rosh Chodesh Af Im Hu Adayin Lifnei Hamoled Yesh Lahakil. Right, you can make your neck. Moshe Kosev Hasdei Chemed. Right, B'Shem Hagon Haderes. Mikom Malkam Chodesh Adar Shiny. But the month we know of Adar is different. Moshe Heidu Hagadolim. They said B'Sefer Stei Chemed. Delays the Chash Lo B'Chodesh Adar. We don't have to be concerned for this at all. It's a special month. Right, the fish in them are bo, ha chodesh, asher nevach lehem, yogam le simcha, me eva le yom tov, v'chol le chodesh b'mashma. The whole month is converted. So since the whole month is one, we don't have to be concerned about making weddings even at the end. V'amr b'sein zah, b'mit, mishnichnas odom, arben b'simcha, ubar yisrael, de leisle, dina, b'hade akum, right, we know that if you have a court case with a goy, you should try to get it postponed or get it into other. Okay, so let me go back a second. There was something else I wanted to point out. No, okay. Yortzeit b'shana meuberes. So, what does one do when you have a yortzeit on a shana meuberes? This is a big discussion, right? Well, let's talk about one. We'll see the different possibilities. Meisba Adar b'shana pshuta. So if it was a regular 12-month year, there's only one Adar, and if it was in that month, Ikar Yortzeit b'shana muberes b'Adar Rishon. So the main one is in Adar Rishon. Now the question is, what do you do with an Adar Sheni? Is that a repeat of it? Is that the real Adar? Perhaps it's the real one is the second, because we have Purim in the second Adar, right?
You see, they Purim, they did only Kazinin because they should be some Gula Lagula.
Correct.
But otherwise, the first is the
important. Okay. So it turns out it's a three-way machloik is what to do. Aval, Rabim, Machmirin, the Oivrilif Nehateva, they daven again on the second one. Gamba Adar Hasheni. They do this as well on the second one, right? He brings here what Shlomo Zalman Orbach did. He says, Ibishana. Right, to go up there, he be yom hayortzeit. Right, so they go on the actual yortzeit itself, and then it says in 38, he brings v'siyim shnas havelus shel zugoso harabonis.
When is the actual yortzeit? Which of the months?
What's that?
If it says you go up on the actual yortzeit, how do you know which one is the actual yortzeit?
Oh, on the thirteenth, yeah.
No, I'm saying, if your site's on whatever 13th of Adar, how do you?
Again, what's the plan?
Is it the first month or second month?
Oh, so, okay. If it turns out, what do you do? It's machlokas the mechaber, the ramah, and the gra. So, whether you do the first month, the second month, or both months, right? That's how it works out. So he says, but when do you visit that? When do you go to the grave? So on a year like that. So you could have another one, which is no-brainer also. If the yortzeit is, if it was a shana meuberes, and it was in the first
meuberes.
One.
It's only
a problem when you have a shana pshuta, and then comes out, when do you do it during shana meuberes? It's the only time it actually be a problem. Right? So he just bring when he went betzina. I'm trying to see this in the things. Oh yeah, from his rabbis, right? Pakur Rabbeinu es kivro betzina gam besiyam yud beis chodesh. He also went privately on the end of the 12 months. La'adam sheniftar aviv betesvav ador harishon v'nikbar Yerushalayim. He was buried in Yerushalayim, which is the day of Purim. V'haben dar be'ari farazim horu lechatchila adiv shalola los kivro bepurim demukafin. He shouldn't go on the 15th, even though for him it wasn't Purim, but since in Yerushalayim it was. He should do the shloshim. He should do on the 13th of Adar Sheni. If there's difficulty, he could go then. He says he should only go on a shamas. You only on the first Adar. Right, and that day you could even go on Purim Katan. Right, uveshana pshuta yakdim. Right, milvag shaytesvav biyom beis. Right, that would come out on the on Monday. Right, shaz horu laachet tezayin v'lo lavo l'taynis Esther mukdam biyom hey yud alf odder. Okay, this is how he worked it all out to go on that day. I'm sorry, I didn't have the full packet. Okay, so mitzvah Hashem, I'll make a copy and we'll continue with the next topic tomorrow. Gracias.